Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I am concerned about women who are fighting breast cancer. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I am a cancer survivor, not a breast cancer survivor, but my sister went through it, my aunt, my former mother-in-law. And Renee Beaton is a permanent makeup artist. And what they're doing around Chicagoland now is making a world of difference for women who have fought and beat breast cancer. Of course, the most important thing is to get the cancer out of you, to kill the cancer, to survive. But then what? For a lot of women, when they look in the mirror, they don't like what they see. And Renee, is that why women come to you? They come to you after they've beat breast cancer or before? How does it work?
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. Yeah. So 1 year post-op, we'll have women come in and we give them back, just make them feel like themselves again. So we tattoo on a 3D areola tattoo. So it looks natural. If there's scars, we're able to camouflage the scars. That way, when women look in the mirror, or even men too, it just feels like themselves again, and it's closure, kind of a closure to their journey.
Interesting, because I just received a text that said, I'm a 12-year breast cancer survivor, bilateral mastectomy in my mid-40s. I opted for full reconstruction. I had a... Is it a latimus flap and nipples created from my groin area, asked the doctor, and tattoo nipples. Very pleased the result and no issues. Renee's not a doctor. She's a permanent makeup artist. But this wasn't an option even 10, 12 years ago. And when I saw pictures of what you do by creating the whole areola and a 3D nipple, it looks like a 3D nipple, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I mean, that's truly artwork.
Yeah, you know what? I'm very blessed to be able to do this, and I just love just the reaction the women have when they see themselves after it's done. I mean, it's a lot of tears. A lot of it is of joy, and just feeling whole again, feeling like themselves.
And is it becoming more common? Are women aware that this is an option?
You know, permanent makeup is becoming very popular now. I don't know if everyone is aware of it. We definitely want to get the word out and let them know that this is a service that we offer. I also, my partner, she teaches areola, and we have women that want to come in every month just to give this to them, just in our class to train. And these are all experienced artists that are doing it. So, yeah, it's wonderful. The other thing that can happen is when a woman is first or a man is first diagnosed with breast cancer, they can come in prior to, right upon diagnosis, and we can give them eyebrows, lash line enhancement. So when they do lose their hair, they don't have to worry about looking sick.
Yeah. And for some people, this isn't something they don't want to get involved with. But for other women especially, it's a big issue. You told me about a story about someone who you did makeup for 7 years ago. Share that story.
Yeah, so I've been a makeup artist for 30 years, and I have clients that have followed me in doing permanent makeup now. And she reached out to me. She's been following my work, but she didn't need brows. 37 years old, just diagnosed with breast cancer, and asked me to please give her eyebrows and make it look like she has eyelashes prior to going into treatment. And, I mean, it's heartbreaking, but yet, you know, going in, you can give them the confidence that when they get through this, everything's going to be good. You know, we can take care of them and just make them feel better and make them feel whole again.
ReneeBeaton.com. She's a permanent makeup artist. And you also have a school where you teach other artists to do that. Is that a school that, you know, it's mostly women who want a flexible schedule, or are there male tattoo artists? Is it called tattooing, or what is it called?
It is tattooing. So it is permanent, but it does fade over time. The areola is permanent. Gina Maya is my partner. She teaches the areola. We teach everything. We teach areola tattooing, brows, liner, lips, which are really popular. But it's wonderful too for people that have gone other cancers as well. I had a client that had eye cancer and could no longer see. So I was able to tattoo her makeup on for her again, just to make her life easier and less stressful.
So if a woman chooses not to get reconstructive surgery after breast cancer, she has a full mastectomy and did not get reconstructive surgery, but still wants the appearance of an areola or nipples, is that possible?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm hearing that's more common, actually, where women aren't opting to get the implant. We do scar camouflage. We also do dry needling to reduce the scarring. So we can put it right on whether they choose to do the implant or not.
And Renee, are you able to post pictures of that? I'm intrigued. Can you post that on social media, or do they boot you off Facebook or Instagram if you post what is a 3D image of a nipple or areola?
A lot of it's censored. A lot of times they will tell you to take it down, or they'll report it. So unfortunately, I don't post any of my work like that on my social media.
Well, the reason I've seen it is because someone who had it done showed me and was very proud of it. And I actually showed it to one of my producers and said, look at this. And it is pretty stunning that something that looks 3D is actually just a tattoo. And I understand from other people, Renee, that you've done this free of charge for a lot of women who cannot afford it.
You know, Lisa, I can never charge for this service. Yeah. So I do donate this to breast cancer survivors.
Because you have a personal story with cancer?
I do. My son was born with cancer. He is a survivor, but I can't even imagine adding any additional stress to their journey. So this was a dream of mine to be able to accomplish, and I'm doing it, and it's wonderful.
And what's your website? Where can people find you?
They can go to ReneeBeaton.com, or they can follow me on social media. It's Renee Beaton Permanent Makeup on Instagram or Facebook.
Renee Beaton, so R-E-N-E-E, and then Beaton is B-E-A-T-O-N. All right, thank you for joining us, telling us about something that I didn't know existed up until this point. Thanks, Renee.
Thank you, Lisa. Have a great day.
You too. We'll talk with Bill Snyder. Tom Skilling has the day off, but we'll check in with our meteorologist at WGN-TV. And then Taman Bradley is going to join us. The debate is tonight. We'll find out what the ground rules are. That's after Steve's newscast on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.